Hi, and welcome to Parshas Hashavu with Rabbi Gerari. This week's Parsha is Parshas Va'eschanan. The Shabbos, of course, is also known as Shabbos Nachamu, the Shabbos of comfort, as it comes right after Tisha B'Av, where we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and we are fully confident that Hashem has comforted us, and He will rebuild the third Beis HaMikdash. So I wanted to pick something in the Parsha and offer you two insights. One just actually relates to Tisha B'Av itself, and something very, very important in connection with undoing the Golus and bringing the Geul, undoing the exile and bringing up the redemption. And one is just a general idea. This has to do with the mitzvah of tefillin. We know that in the Parshas Va'eschanan we have the first portion of Shema, the first paragraph of Shema, which has in it the mitzvah of tefillin. And this, of course, is mentioned four times in the Torah, which make up the four paragraphs of the tefillin, the four parshas, the four paragraphs that go into the tefillin. Now, of course, tefillin is a male mitzvah because it's time-bound. The women do not put on tefillin. However, as we know, all mitzvahs are connected to everyone, and even those who don't do it physically, but the spirituality of the mitzvah is a lesson for every single person. So this lesson is not just for those who put on tefillin actually, but for everyone. So we know that the first lesson is regarding Tisha B'Av. We know the famous idea that the Beis HaMikdash, it says in the Gemara, was destroyed because of sinas chinam, because of baseless hatred, division, disunity. And of course, we always understand, we always share this idea that the way to undo that and to bring back the Beis HaMikdash is through avas chinam, through love, through unity, through loving our fellow Jew, you know, in a with no reason, just because they are created by Hashem and they have a tzelem elokim and they are share a same neshama with us and so on and so forth. But what does unity actually look like? What does it mean? So there's a huge lesson we can learn from the mitzvah of tefillin. We know that tefillin contains four paragraphs, but there's a huge difference between how the paragraphs are inserted into the tefillin box with the tefillin shaliyad, the hand tefillin, and how they work with the head tefillin. So in the hand tefillin, all four paragraphs are written on one scroll, and they're rolled up, and they're put into one single box, which is known as the tefillin shaliyad, the hand tefillin. With the tefillin shorosh, with the head tefillin, however, we know that they are written into four separate pieces of parchment and put into four separate compartments. The tefillin shorosh, although it's square, but actually is made up of four single compartments, even in the inside. If you open up a tefillin, you'll see it's four distinct boxes. And in there, we insert each one of the different paragraphs. Why the difference? Why in the tefillin shaliyad there are one scroll and in the tefillin shorosh there are different scrolls? And one of the ideas behind it that I heard many years ago is the secret to unity. Unity does not mean that I have to agree with you all the time, but I do have to respect your view. In other words, there's something called chilukei deos, differences of opinion, and there's another thing called pirud levavos, the division of hearts. Chilukei deos, differences of opinion, is a good thing, which is why when we wear the tefillin shorosh, each paragraph is in a separate compartment. It's fine to have different perspectives. It's fine to have different views and opinions, especially when those views and opinions are all coming from the same Torah and maybe different interpretation or different ways of doing it, but they're the same Torah and we're also following Hashem's derech, Hashem's ways, but we think differently. We have different customs, different viewpoints, different hashkofas, and so on. But chilukei deos, differences of opinion, is okay. It's good, in fact, which is why we have separate compartments. But we know that the tefillin shel yad, the hand tefillin, has to be placed, the way it's placed is keneged halev, corresponding to the heart. And when it's corresponding to the heart, there we put all the paragraphs into one box. Because while chilukei deos is good, differences of opinion is good, pirud levavos, the division between the hearts, the emotional disconnect, disunity between the hearts of all of us, that is a bad thing. And that's why in the tefillin shel yad, which lays corresponding just next to the heart, all of the paragraphs are in one box because there's no division with our hearts. And that's the secret to avas chinam. The other person may be different to me. He may be someone that I don't agree with. Maybe someone that I think different to, has different cultures, different personalities. It doesn't matter. I don't have to do the same thing as him. I don't have to think the same way as he's thinking or she's thinking, but we are all one. I can still respect him. I can still be courteous to them. I can still be polite to them. I can still help them out. I can still embrace them and love them. That is the secret and the message of Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, which comes in the parasha which we read just after Tisha B'Av, because it gives us the secret to what Achdus, to what unity and baseless love actually looks like. And in Mitzvah Shem, and that merit, we bring about the Geula, the redemption, very, very soon. Now, I wanted to share another insight to do with Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh, which is just a general principle of Yiddishkeit, just a partial thought. And that is, the Torah reads, the Pasuk reads, Ukshartom l'ois al yodecha, you shall bind these words as a sign on your hand, referring to the Tefillin Shel Yad, v'hoyula toitofos, and they should be as a sign bein enecha, between your eyes. They, obviously referring, well, either these words, but it uses the plural. So Chazal teach us the following, that although Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh are actually two separate mitzvahs, to the point that if someone is stuck on a desert island and has no tefillin, but he only has one, he only has Tefillin Shel Yad or Tefillin Shel Rosh, and he does not have both, he still has to put on the one that he has, because they are actually two separate mitzvahs, and therefore they don't need each other, so to speak, to fulfill a mitzvah. However, there is an order to how we put on tefillin. We learn from the words of the Hoyu, that they should be as a sign that whenever the Tefillin Shel Rosh is on your head, you must have already put the Tefillin Shel Yad. In other words, Tefillin Shel Yad must be put first, and only then we put the Tefillin Shel Rosh. That is the order of Tefillin. Because when Tefillin Shel Rosh is there, the Tefillin Shel Yad must already be there. There's a lot of halachic analysis to go into this concept, which we'll leave for now, but I want to share with you a quick idea that the Lubavitcher Rebbe writes in a sicha about why this is, spiritually speaking. Because in serving Hashem, we have two different things that we need to do. On the one hand, we have to have what's called Yirah Shamayim. We have to just commit to Hashem, surrender to His will, subjugate and keep in check and control the temptations of our heart and our own feelings, and surrender them to Hashem's will. That is the Tefillin Shel Yad. It's the emotional relationship with Hashem. It's we're saying to Hashem, we might not understand everything, we don't grasp everything, but we are yours. We are here to do your will. And even though my heart wants to go in all different directions and indulge in all different types of temptations, nevertheless, I bind the tefillin on my hand to subjugate my will, my emotional pulls, my dispositions to your will, to Hashem's will. That is the Tefillin Shel Yad. Tefillin Shel Rosh is Torah, to rise to a higher level where we actually understand, we learn, we connect to Hashem through learning His Torah, through learning His wisdom. And that is such an important part, because just surrendering, just doing what I need to do because Hashem said so, is not sufficient. Just like we find in Matan Torah, where the Yidden said, Nasi v'nishma. Yes, first they committed, but then they also committed to learn, the nishma, to understand. Because Hashem wants us to understand, Hashem wants us to learn His Torah. Hashem wants us to grasp His Torah. Hashem wants us to grasp His wisdom, and through that, be connected to Him and grasp Him, so to speak. But here, so that's the wisdom of a person, the understanding, the intellect of a person. So we know the pasuk tells us, "Reishis chochma yiras Hashem." The first step to godly wisdom is the fear of God. In other words, yira, commitment, fear of Hashem, just doing the right thing. Yiras Shamayim has to come first. If we learn Torah without Yiras Shamayim, without that commitment, the Torah can go all directions. We can abuse that understanding. We can treat it like a human subject. We can actually interpret things that are not in line with Hashem's will. We can misinterpret the Torah because we're approaching it like an academic subject. To really learn Torah, to really understand Torah, to really connect to Hashem through the Torah, we need first yira, we need fear. Like the Pasuk says, Reish Yis Chochma, Yiras Hashem. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of Hashem. Many people say this every single morning when they put on tefillin. So that's why the first thing we need to do is Tefillin Shel Yad. Step one is turning our hearts towards Hashem, accepting His will and accepting His mitzvahs. Then when that's done, then we can also add the dimension of learning. And that's why when the Tefillin Shel Rosh is on the head, the Tefillin Shel Yad must already be there, because the foundation of our wisdom, which is the commitment to Hashem, must be there before we learn. And that's why Tefillin Shel Rosh comes after Tefillin Shel Yad, and the Tefillin Shel Yad is always there when we're engaging in a Tefillin Shel Rosh. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos. And being this being recorded in 9 days, let us hope that Yehofchu Yomim Elu L'Sasin L'Simcha, these days will be turned to days of joy and happiness, and with the coming of Mashiach, B'mehera B'Yomeinu.